This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, and we are very excited right now to welcome in via the Rude Guest Hotline D.C. Council Member Kenyon McDuffie. Hello, sir. Thanks for making time for us.
It is always a pleasure. I always make time for you guys. I love listening to you all, and especially when you all are talking about D.C. issues.
Oh, yeah. Well, this football team is a pretty big D.C. issue, and it sure seems like the path to them getting a new home is moving. Can you get us up to speed on all things going on with the RFK Stadium site?
Yeah, you bet. Yesterday we had a big announcement at the council. Myself, Chairman Mendelson, a couple of my colleagues, Ward 7 Councilmember Felder, all got together to let folks know we are right on the goal line of this deal. We've got a hearing for a vote that is scheduled for next Friday, August 1st. And so we've got two hearings for public witnesses to come in and government witnesses to come in next week. So if your witnesses and listeners are interested, today is the last day at 5 p.m. to sign up to testify for the hearing next Tuesday. We've got nearly like 500 public witnesses, guys, who want to come down and talk about this deal. I think the majority of them are going to be excited to welcome the Commanders back to Washington, D.C., and that was the announcement that we were making yesterday. We have reached a number of improvements on the deal that we got from the mayor. I tell everybody, the mayor gave us a good deal. The council took some time to do its due diligence to make this deal even better.
What are some of those improvements that you're talking about?
Yeah, so we increased the revenue. We had an analysis that we got provided that said that we need to make sure that we can maximize revenue generation for the district's bottom line at a time where our finances aren't as strong as they used to be. And so we have produced a deal that is going to increase the bottom line revenue generation for the city for somewhere in the range of $949 billion. That is significantly more than what was initially proposed. We have a community benefits agreement that did not have a number associated with it in the term sheet. After our negotiations with the team, we now have a community benefits agreement for $50 million, including the commitment to linking opportunity to youth sports and youth education with respect to the sports industry. We don't just want kids to be playing football. As much as I love football and want kids to have that opportunity, they're going to be kids who want to know about the sports industry and need to be educated about how they get an opportunity to be a coach or to be a referee or to be a manager or perhaps to be an investor or an owner. These are the types of things that we've been discussing and that we've improved on the deal.
Councilman, you know, throughout this process, there's been some ups, some downs, highs, lows. Does this seem like, obviously the vote's next week and you're going to have the public hearings and stuff, but does this seem like it's in the best place it's been to move forward?
It feels like it. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I feel the energy. I was just grabbing something from Costco a little while ago, and half the people who walked up to me didn't have anything to say except bring the team back. He wanted to talk about RFK, and they were excited about it. And so the buzz, the energy around the team, Jaden Daniels, the excitement is all there. And so what we need to do is not fumble this ball on the goal line. All we need to do is punch it in at this point. And so I'm excited about what we have lined up next week in terms of the hearing to hear from the public. We've heard from the public, though, over the last several weeks in town hall meetings with myself, Ward 7 council member Wendell Felder, the mayor. I've gone to meetings with her, Deputy Mayor Nina Albert. And so the public has not been shy in really voicing its opinions about what needed to improve, how we can make things better. But ultimately, what everybody wanted, including some of those voices that we've heard from the outside putting pressure on us, everybody wants to bring the team back and have them play in Washington, D.C., proper, their rightful home.
So you talked about this upcoming week, the hearings, and then the vote for next Friday. What is the plan of action after that? Is there another vote? Is there anything else that needs to happen after that? What's kind of the plan after next week?
Yeah, not to bog your listeners down in too much minutia of the council's process, but the big deal is Friday when we have the vote scheduled for this deal. And so after the public hearings occur on Tuesday and Wednesday, as the government witnesses, we're going to hear from the mayor herself and her team. We're going to hear from the commander's team as well on Wednesday. And then Friday's the big day. And so everybody should be watching out for that vote on Friday. You should be calling your council members, letting them know that you support this deal so that we can get this thing done and punch this thing for a touchdown on Friday.
We're talking with Washington, D.C. council member Kenyon McDuffie here on the Rude Guest Hotline. We're a week away from the vote. It sure seems like this thing is moving. Councilman McDuffie, I'm curious. Even Chairman Mendelson said this the other day, maybe on our station, that the commanders have been really good partners in all of this and good to work with and easy to deal with and you know, understanding of the needs of the city. What has your personal experience been working with the team? And let's not be naive here. I'm sure a lot of people stand to make a lot of money, but they also seem to have, like, they never, to my knowledge, never really tried to play one jurisdiction against another and leverage the best deal they could. They seem to really want to make this happen.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. They really want to make this happen. And I think it really emanates from the top. Josh Harris, who really is familiar with the Washington, D.C. area, having grown up here, has always been fair. He's been above board. And I think he's really wanted to make sure we got this deal done and brought it back home to Washington, D.C. He knows what it feels like for those stands to shake at the old RFK. He knows what the energy is going to be like once we get this deal done. And I think it's really emanated from Josh Harris and the other team owners all the way down to, you know, Mark and the team. Executives who we've been negotiating with over the last several weeks. It's all been fair. It's all been above board. It's all been in good faith. Obviously, it's a negotiation, so everybody's not going to get what they want. But we think, we being the council, myself and then others who really been following this and been involved with this, have really been negotiating hard to make it a better deal for the more than 700,000 Washington, D.C. residents. And we think we've been able to do that. And we think that if you improve a deal where you're generating more revenue around parking, around sales taxes, if you're getting opportunities for small businesses to participate in the contracting opportunities, if you are, you know, negotiating around making sure that Ward 7 residents are, you know, getting prioritized when it comes to the job creation, both the construction, the post-construction stadium jobs, you know, these are the things that were on the table that we've been able to hash out. And I'm excited about all the economic opportunity that's going to flow to Washington, D.C., and all the benefits that residents can count on as a result of this deal. And the Washington Commanders have been, you know, really fair and honest brokers in this process. And I'm excited about not only getting this deal done and voting on Friday, but also looking forward to September 7th and getting that first win.
I think a lot of people are excited about this deal being announced and the vote coming up next Friday. My question would be, that July 15th date got thrown around a lot as terms of a deadline, and then the president had tweeted some stuff recently talking about the team name and the stadium and different things. Don't necessarily have to get into that, but did that create a sense of urgency to get to the point we are now, or is this just kind of the timeline of where things were going to end up?
Well, if you guys have been following, you know, what I've been doing or what I've been saying about the Commanders coming back, I've been pretty consistent for more than 2 years, right? I wrote an op-ed, you know, really talking about the benefits that we would get as a city if the team moved back. And so I've been pretty consistent. I think the other thing that's been really consistent is Washington, D.C. local elected officials understanding that time is of the essence. We understood from day one that there was a sense of urgency associated with getting this deal done. But the council also knew that we have a responsibility to the 700,000 District of Columbia residents to be good stewards of their taxpayer dollars. And we wanted to make sure that we had the best deal before us. We've taken the time over the last several weeks to do just that, to get the economic analysis from our budget office, to have the consultants provide us with the risks that are on the table and how we can best mitigate that while also generating additional revenue. And we think the time that we've taken has given the District of Columbia residents and taxpayers a better deal. And so while the sense of urgency has always been there as far as I'm concerned, and the desire to get this deal done has always been there, I can agree with anybody from the president on down who wants to bring the team back to Washington, D.C., and wants the Commanders to continue their winning ways, get back to the NFC championship, and perhaps go to a Super Bowl. If that's what you want, if you want this deal to get done and you want the team to keep on winning, then we see eye to eye, and I'll agree with you every day of the week and twice on Sunday.
Councilman McDuffie, I totally agree. Like, I think the mayor's first proposal and then – you know, the work you guys have done on the council, able to get more cash, I'm all for the city getting a better deal. And I almost think the Commanders are too. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of what happens in negotiations.
Yeah, no,
you start here, get to the finish line.
Jobs. Yeah, they've always talked about jobs, D.C. residents, putting them first. They've always talked about, you know, the fact that this is not just going to be a stadium. The priority is to bring that anchor stadium to Washington, D.C., but they also know the value that it means for Washington, D.C., to have more housing, right? We're talking about more 14,000 construction jobs. We're talking about direct spending to the tune of about $15 billion. We're talking about increasing tax revenues at a time when the district needs it. We're talking about you know, thousands of units of housing, including affordable housing, for people across incomes that are going to be in Washington, D.C. They're prioritizing the Youth Academy to connect young folks to sports in a way that we haven't, and perhaps no other NFL team has done. These are the types of innovative things that we've been talking about with the team, and they've made a commitment to do these types of things. And so to that extent, I think they care about the city. I think they care about our residents. Sure, there are a lot of people that stand and make a lot of money, but they know that the council and the mayor have an obligation to the people who live here, the people who work here, and the small businesses that are based right here in Washington, D.C.
So a few things. When I got out of college, I lived on G Street Northeast, and that was like before 8th Street kind of got redeveloped, and then I was there as that happened. And working, you know, the radio station's down there in Navy Yard and work right by Nats Park, and I've seen that area change tremendously. I know the area surrounding RFK, specifically like simple things like grocery stores, and I've read a lot about these food deserts and how, you know, people in poverty don't tend to be able to have access to good food, right? Like, there's plenty of fast food, but if you want to go buy fresh produce, it's harder to get to, right?
That's right.
Just on 8th Street Northeast, Navy Yard, from our office on Half Street, I could walk to Whole Foods, Harris Teeter, and 100 mm-hmm. little delis. Like, is that part of the plan? Like, let's get a Giant in there. Let's get a Trader Joe's. Like, how much? The stadium is going to be dope, and there's going to be Super Bowls and WrestleMania, and that's going to bring money. The day-to-day stuff for the people that live in that area, how much will that improve?
That is absolutely part of the plan. You guys have been around long enough to remember before 8th Street had all that investment and how it's been transformed.
I am. Toby's too young, but I am.
Yeah. And so, you know, you can walk to one grocery store, and a few blocks later along 8th Street, you got another grocery store, right? You got all types of retail and restaurants that are going on in that area. And this is absolutely part of the plan for RFK. You've had 177 acres laid dormant for the most part. You've got the beautiful fields at RFK. You've got pole vaulting, some other things that are happening around there. But for the most part, you haven't had the economic activity that you should have in a place that has access to parks and trails that we can actually open up and make more accessible. So when you talk about at least 30% of the total campus being dedicated for parks and green open space, that's an amazing win for everybody across the district and for people who visit the District of Columbia. When you talk about the connections that we're going to make to Kingman Island, the connections to the Anacostia River Trail, increasing access and recreational opportunities, then you're talking about wins for people across the board. And so it's going to have access to retail. We're talking about restaurants. We're talking about hotels and hospitality. We're talking about a $90 million sports complex that's going to go on that site. And importantly, we're talking about access to healthy food options. You're absolutely right. There are too many parts of the District of Columbia that are still food deserts. And I know as chair of the Council's Committee on Business and Economic Development, we are working diligently with the mayor, with Councilmember Felder and others who care about these issues to bring a grocery store to this area. Councilmember Felder, I'm going to give him a credit and give him a shout out. He has been the number one champion for making sure that we can attract a grocery store as a part of this comprehensive mixed-use economic development project. Sure, we're going to build a stadium, but it won't just be a stadium. We're also going to build a community up, right? We're going to build up residents. We're going to create opportunities for new housing. We're going to create opportunities for new retail. And a grocery store is absolutely one of the things that we want to make sure is a part of this deal.
I think a lot of people are excited about everything that you just laid out, but one concern for a lot of fans is the ability to tailgate and then some of the parking and transportation options there. Could you get into that a little bit, some of the parking options over there, but also what will the tailgating abilities be?
Yeah, no, they have a plan that's going to lay out thousands of spaces for parking and a couple of garages. And one of the things that we heard loudly and clearly from the community is that they like to consider moving some of the garage areas, because the initial plan, which is really tentative, it's more of a vision for what the site, the renderings for what the site could look like, and I think they're beautiful renderings. But the mayor has said publicly, Councilmember Felder has said publicly, I've said publicly, and the team has said that they are open to perhaps relocating one of the parking garages and really assessing what the flow of traffic looks like. One of the things that we've done with the council's negotiations that I've been a part of over the last several weeks when everybody's been wondering what we're doing is creating a transportation investment fund to make sure we are tucking away some of the revenues that are going to be generated that didn't exist as a part of the original deal that we now have as a part of this deal, is that transportation investment fund to make sure that we're looking at multi-use, multimodal transportation options to get to and from the stadium. We already know what the current usage is going to be potentially for the station and stadium armory, and we're looking at ways to enhance that. We want to make sure that if you want to drive, you can drive to come see the Commanders play or to go to an event in or around the new stadium. If you want to walk, if you want to bike, if you want to jog, if you want to skip, we got to make sure that there's room for you to be able to do that to get to the stadium.
All right, I've been beating this drum, and I think I'm on an island. What about boats? I want ferries. I want to be able to take a boat. It's on the river.
We're going to make sure people have access to the Anacostia River in ways that they haven't before. And if, importantly, if you live there and you're going to be impacted by some of the things that are happening across around construction, then you're still going to be able to access the fields at RFK during the construction. And we're going to mitigate any impact to the people who live there. We have been keen to make sure that we consider that. I had a conversation just yesterday with the leadership of the team about more that we're going to do to mitigate the impact on the existing residents. It is a very important priority for us to make sure we get this stadium built in time for 2030 so that we can have a beautiful stadium, potentially host other things like FIFA, like the Olympics. But we do not want to make it miserable for the people who live there already. We love them. We're going to support them. And they're going to be a part of this process. It's going to be a community-driven process from start to finish.
I love that. Councilman, it might be a little early on this, but any word on media parking? And could you hook up me?
Listen, we're going to hook you up. We're going to hook everybody up. Why? Because we want you all to be able to tell the amazing stories that you continue to tell about our teams, including the Commanders. I know there's a lot going on with Terry McLaurin. I'm following that closely. But you all keep us informed in a way that a lot of other places don't. And so we want to make sure when you come to a game, when you're reporting on this stuff, you got somewhere to park, you got somewhere to tailgate, you got somewhere to tell the beautiful stories about sports in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, next time you're talking – sorry, Councilman. Next time you're talking to the team, if you could tell them to get Terry signed, I'd appreciate it.
So that's part of the deal.
I appreciate it. We still got some room to bake some stuff in. Let me know.
This is the last thing for me, Councilman. Now, this is Wikipedia, which I don't know for certain, but on Wikipedia it says you worked at the zoo in high school. Is that accurate?
Yeah, so when I graduated from high school at Jackson Reed, Wilson Jackson Reed, man, I didn't even apply to college, man. I didn't know what I was going to do. And when I was coming up, it was the late 80s, early 90s. You all remember, if you're old enough, remember what D.C. was like. It was the murder capital of the United States. So I didn't apply to a single college. I tried to get a job. I couldn't find one. I ended up selling ice cream at the Stop Shop at the National Zoo. It gave me an opportunity before I got my act together. I carried mail for several years before I went back to college. I dropped off of college a few times before I got my act together. But eventually, with the support of my village right here in Washington, D.C., things all came together for me. But those lessons I learned selling zoo on days like this, when it's like the feels well, like that, temperatures triple digits, it was
tough. It was tough. One, your story is incredible, and I applaud your work ethic. And it takes a village, but it also takes the person. And you should, I mean, seriously, that is just an incredible story.
I appreciate it. But when I was young, I thought I was going to be in the NBA. I thought I was going to be in the NBA playing ball, and then I capped out at about 5'11", and those dreams ended. So I appreciate the opportunity that the city has afforded me.
You've got to be a really good shooter. Councilman, my contention, though, the National Zoo is the hottest place in the District of Columbia. You walk around the zoo, and everything's uphill, and it smells like elephant poop. I think that is the hottest place in the city. Like whatever the feels like is everywhere else, at the zoo, it's 10 degrees hotter.
It is multiplied by all the asphalt and all the things that are really reflecting the sun. Imagine having to clean up the ice cream shop and all the
it
other stuff
quick.
after everybody left. It was pretty tough, man. But it builds character. It built character
Absolutely.
For me and so many others, and it created an opportunity for me when I needed one, because there weren't a lot of jobs in the early 90s. And unless we are doing deals like this to create economic opportunity for people who live in Ward 7 and Ward 8 and parts of Ward 5, then we're going to go backwards. And we cannot go backwards to the D.C. of the 1980s and 1990s. We've got to keep moving forward. And this is a once-in-a-generation opportunity to do that. Let's get it done.
Councilman, thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Councilman Kenyon McDuffie, clearly excited about the prospect of RFK getting redeveloped into a new stadium for the Commanders. What a great dude and interview that was. I really enjoyed that. Another great dude, Paul Henry and Paul Henry's window installation. It is hot. It is super, super hot. If you got janky windows, your house is not staying cool. You need to call my guy Paul and get some new windows, get some new doors, keep that cool air inside. All July long, you can get $120 bucks off each window with a 5-window minimum and $500 off each door at Paul Henry's window installation. If you call Paul right now, that's $120 bucks off each window with a 5-window minimum and $500 off each door. Contact Paul Henry's window installation today and tell him B. Mitchell Finley sent you. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This sports update is brought to you by the Ted Britt Automotive Group, home of Ted Britt for life. Travis Hunter likes the way that the Jacksonville Jaguars are preparing him to become the NFL's first regular two-way player since 1962. The rookie receiver cornerback spent the first two practices of training camp on offense, and he spent the third on defense. He said that that approach, instead of flip-flopping sides during the practice itself, keeps his mind from getting overloaded. Now, he splits his time between offensive and defensive meetings, and he said right now the mental part of trying to play both sides of the ball in the NFL is much more challenging for him at this point than the physical part. The physical part he can handle, but he says he will be able to maintain this mental side of the game, just getting used to it. For over 65 years, Ted Britt has set the bar for the best car buying experience in the D.C. area, hands down. Ted Britt Ford Fairfax, Ted Britt Ford Lincoln Chantilly, and Ted Britt Chevrolet Sterling, all home to Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. All of it just a click away at TedBritt.com. From the Crop Medcap 5-Star Sports Desk, Savannah McCann on the Fan.
All right. B. Mitchell Finley on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. You want range? You want range, Toby? You tell me how many radio shows go from D.C. council member to Happy Gilmore 2 actor Chris Titone. That's right. Chris Titone joins us now via the Rude guest hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC equipment in the DMV. Chris, what's up, dude? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, what's up, man? Thanks for having me. So you're out in D.C., and who preceded me?
D.C. Council Member at Large, Kenyon McDuffie.
You're kidding. To me, I mean, honestly, I feel like we should have dinner, me and that guy now.
He's very cool, and he used to sell ice cream at the zoo. So I don't know if you ever worked at the zoo, but you could have something in common.
No, but I've eaten ice cream at the zoo. It's always delicious.
Bang!
Might have bought it from him.
Yeah.
So, dude, thank you for making time. Obviously, today is a... it's like a huge day, the release of Happy Gilmore 2. You're in it. You're involved in all these projects. What does today mean for you?
Dude, okay, so yeah, I was 13 years old when Happy Gilmore 1 came out. When you're 13 years old, movies are a big deal. You got no money, no car. I mean, all you have is movies. To be in the sequel now is bananas. It feels so good. I was just at the premiere Monday night in New York. I had to, like, pinch myself, man.
I bet, man. I wonder if you and I are about the same age. I imagine I was roughly the same age when Happy Gilmore mm-hmm. came out. I watched it 1,000 times. How crazy was it? I mean, I've seen all the clips and kind of the social media hype building up to it. How interesting was it to see, like, the current golfers, how excited they were to be part of it?
Oh, man, it was cool. Not only like golfers, but any really sports person, any celebrity, they all wanted a line in Happy Gilmore 2. There are so many cameos in it. And I think it's because Happy Gilmore 1 is so legendary. So people were like, what? You're doing the sequel? Get me in.
Do Do you have any great stories of any of these golfers on set?
Well, the premiere was Monday in New York, and Scottie Scheffler came, and he brought that trophy that he just won last week.
That's awesome.
That's so cool,
That's
man.
That's incredible.
What's it like? I mean, obviously you know him on a family level. What's it like? Adam Sandler just seems like the most down-to-earth dude on the planet. Like, what is he like? Cameras are off. You guys are just sitting, watching hoops, whatever.
I mean, he's had cameras on him for 40 years, so when they come off, it's kind of the same dude that you guys know. He's very, man, let's shoot some hoops and then get chicken. He's a very normal type of dude.
He sounds like it. I mean, it's really cool to see. And I like that you've kind of seen over the last couple of years his career arc has changed in some of the basketball movie he was in on Netflix as well, and now kind of getting back to a Happy Gilmore role. It's kind of cool to see some of the evolution and the different roles that he's played over the last couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, he really loves sports. He loves sports more than movies. He's done the football movie with Longest Yard. He's done golf for sure. He's done basketball, Hustle. What sport, what big sport is left? I guess Happy Gilmore is technically hockey as well.
Right. Well, dude, even beyond that, is it Uncut Gems? Is that,
yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Even to understand, like, kind of part of sports is the degenerate gambler side of it, too. You know what I mean? And to play that role was stepping away from,
real.
Like, the comedian. Yeah, I mean, seriously, though. And that movie's incredible.
Yeah, that's funny. That's funny.
You know Adam really well, clearly. Like, that character in Uncut Gems is probably the most hateable dude I can think of as a movie character in a long time. Like, how did he become that? That's some range. Speaking of range.
He studied a guy. I mean, that's a real world that movie puts you in. It's the, really the diamond world in New York City. And he's in it. He met a guy and kind of, you know, stole a bunch of stuff, his mannerisms and his phrases and stuff like that.
That's crazy, man. We are talking with Chris Titone. You can give him a follow at Christopher Titone, Titone. You can watch for him in Happy Gilmore 2, which comes out today on Netflix. That's got to be so exciting. You're also in, I mean, The Subway commercials from the original Happy Gilmore are just so iconic, and obviously Subway's back involved.
Yeah.
I'm looking at your Instagram page, and there's a picture with you and Shooter McGavin at Subway. Forgive me for blanking on the dude's name. Shooter McGavin has had
Chris,
this like, incredible.
Everyone knows him as Shooter. It's fine. His real name is Christopher McDonald. And me and Chris, Subway and Happy Gilmore have been friends for a long time, and they wanted to be involved with the sequel, of course. So maybe a month ago, me and Chris shot a Subway commercial, which was really cool. It was a Happy Gilmore 2 Subway collab. Bryson DeChambeau was in it, and that's a photo from that.
I've seen the commercial then.
Yeah.
It's on all the time.
We're,
Shooter's running out with the soda.
Yeah, he steals the soda from me and runs. Yeah.
All right, so that's you that he steals the soda from. All right, that's awesome. What is he like? And what's it like walking around with that dude when everybody must just yell Shooter at him all the time?
Dude, he's so nice, and he deals, I think after 30 years of being Shooter, he's accepted it. And if you say Shooter, he will shoot a gun back at you. He'll do the finger gun back at you, I promise you.
That's so great.
Well, What's it like having a sequel of Happy Gilmore 2? Is it like is it a continuation? Is it some sort of recreate? Like, what can we expect when we watch this movie, and what was it like to be a part of it?
Well, it's 30 years later. I mean, let's be honest. Happy Gilmore 1 is a perfect movie. It really is. So touching it and going back, you know, it's hard to do. You really got to be careful, and I think that's what we did. And I think we knocked it out of the park with Happy Gilmore 2. It is so funny, guys. It's so funny. It's laugh. You really got to, like, go back and watch because you're laughing while the next joke happens.
That's great.
Are you any good at the Happy Gilmore drive?
Man, I'm good at doing it without a ball. But have you ever actually done it? Connecting with a ball is hard.
It's hard, dude. Yeah.
I already can't drive it straight when I'm standing there, so much less trying to do that.
Yeah, literally, just getting connection is hard. And then once you do, man, I mean, you could probably do it for a whole day and get one or two good drives out of it.
And what about getting Julie Bowen back in this? I mean, she was such an iconic part of the first movie. Like, she's gone on to, like, serious stardom with television
Modern
stuff.
Modern Family.
Like, yeah, I mean, my wife, I watched Modern Family. We still watch the reruns when they're on. Like, how cool is she to want to get back in on this?
Yeah, it's so cool of her to come back. She's such a sweet person. And, you know, Happy Gilmore 1, she was Julie Bowen, but in the last 30 years, she's become Julie Bowen. So
for her to come back.
I mean, everyone was so thankful. And she, man, having dinner with her is a good time. She's a laugh. She's got a lot of jokes.
Can I say this? She's also still just an absolute smoke show. Am I allowed to say that? Like,
oh, of course. She would love it. She is
okay,
so
good.
Pretty and
Let her
so
know I
beautiful.
Said it.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's got style. She knows how to dress. She knows how to, you know, she knows how to do everything.
Listen, forgive me on this one. Happy's grandmother was such a huge part of the original Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
I'm guessing she didn't make the sequel. If I'm incorrect, I don't mean to be rude. Do they pay homage to grandma? And I know Chubbs obviously was a huge part of the original. Like, do they try to work that in there?
Yeah, grandma and Chubbs have passed away since the first one, but man, both of them are all over the sequel.
Okay.
All over the sequel. Oh yeah.
I love that. I love that. And, dude, I mean, I know we're just talking Happy Gilmore 2. Obviously, it drops today, so it's a really big deal. But I also know you have another Snickers – you have another commercial coming out for Snickers, but you also just sold a script to Netflix called 80K to Blow. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So whenever football season starts, I have a NFL/Snickers commercial that's coming out. And then, I just sold my new script, 80K to Blow. And we'll see how that goes. I sold it to Netflix, and I think that'll be out in a year and a half.
What? So, listen, man, I'm in a tent in Ashburn, Virginia. I clearly don't know Hollywood. What does it mean? What does it mean to sell a script, and what's the script about?
I mean, it's just like a contract. There's so many different, you know, there's no one. But in this case, it was, you know, I tell them the idea, and then they like the idea. And then I write the script, and then they like the script. And then for them to make the movie, they really have to put a – they have to make a large financial contribution. So, you know, I think that's going to happen. My last one I wrote, Home Team, did really well, so that always gives me a better chance.
What is 80K to Blow about? I could guess.
It's four guys who grew up together. Now they're 40, and they all live in different parts of the country. They miss each other, though. They see each other one weekend every single year. Now, it's a special weekend because, these guys aren't rich guys, but they always bring $20,000 each. This year it's in Miami, and together they have 80K to Blow.
Wow.
Sounds like a good weekend. What's it like working with Netflix? Is it any different from working with, like, the traditional movie industry, or is Netflix kind of taking over with the streaming services becoming so big? Is it kind of the same in a lot of ways?
I mean, you know, a lot of people that were new to Netflix came from the theater industry. So, you know, it's kind of the same people. Also, Netflix is really good at hiring young people, and I love young people because, you know, they get it. It's fun to talk to them.
What is your go-to order at Subway?
Go-to order at Subway is meatballs. I want extra meatballs.
You got it right.
Light.
That's the right answer. Meatballs. Their meatball sub is elite.
I want less sauce on it, but I want a side of sauce so I can dip.
Ooh, that's a good play.
I like the sauce on there, but I like the idea of sauce on the side. You go provolone on that thing?
I go provolone. Maybe I'm feeling extra provolone. We'll see on the day. But I don't want a soggy sandwich. I want to keep that bread crisp, so I'm dipping every bite.
See, I like soft things. I don't even get it toasted. I like the
You're
bread
kidding.
Nice and soft. Yeah.
Oh, I want a crunch, baby.
Yeah, you got to have the crunch. JP's wild.
Chris, this has been awesome, man. Thank you very much for making time. Wish you a ton of success. Left hand up. I promise you I will watch Happy Gilmore 2. I can't wait for it.
Check it out, man. I'm dying to hear what you think. Thank you for having me.
Thanks very much, dude. Take care.
Later.
Chris Titone, you can see him in Happy Gilmore 2. Maybe we're all going to watch his 80K to blow coming up. You could definitely see him in the Shooter McGavin Subway commercial. And I didn't want to say this while Chris was on the phone. I assume he is hung up by now. But Toby's young ass has never seen Happy Gilmore. Fix that this weekend. Will you do that for me? You don't have anything else to do. There's only three Nats games. You got other time in your life. Watch Happy Gilmore.
At some point, I'll watch Happy Gilmore.
Oh, Toby. Nobody go anywhere. We got to wrap this damn show up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I love this song. I love The Weeknd. He's coming to Northwest Stadium next weekend, I think. I might try to sneak over there, Tobo.
I like The Weeknd.
Today's been a wild day. It's 8,000 degrees. We've had no power all day. It's a miracle this Comrex has stayed on. Shout out to Derek for the power bank. Seriously, D. And in the last hour, we had a council member of the D.C. government and an actor from Happy Gilmore 2. How about that, Toby? That's how you close a week
That's
strong.
Strange. That's how you do it. Get ready for the weekend with everything you could possibly need. Movies, government, and then whatever else we're going to do.
All right. Here's whatever else we're going to do. To close out the week, quick update into Toby's love life. Toby likes Nelly Korda, we've learned. Is that accurate?
Yeah, she's a really good golfer.
She is a really good
golfer. Very talented.
Easy on the eyes, Tobo.
Very talented golfer.
Okay. Now, Comandante Tequila is trying to set Toby up with someone named Linda. Is that accurate?
Yeah, this was something from weeks ago, by the way.
Okay, so we've got an offer, right? Like, Terry McLaurin might not like the offer that's out there, but I bet he's got one. So, Lanville, I got a question for you. Who do you think is better suited to set Toby up for a date, Comandante Tequila or Jeff Walker?
Man, that is wow.
Are we
serious? Where we're at.
Those are two choices. I'd go with Jeff.
Whoa. Everybody stop. Hold on. Stop. It's 1:52 on Friday and Jeff's still in the studio? Hold the damn phone.
I'm just saying, Comandante Tequila selection of women over mine? Crazy.
So I actually said this, Jeff, to your credit. I said to Toby, I think I would rather be set up with a woman from Jeff than Comandante Tequila.
Yeah, I agree. 100%.
Landville, what's your vote? Yeah. Okay. Jeff, congratulations.
Yeah, I mean, Jeff, at least you're not just sending me random profiles and be like, hey, hit this chick up. Like,
oh.
Is that what
we are Comandante starting
just
your
sent you a profile
account.
And said to hit her up?
Yeah, he basically was like, hey, allow me to send you a message. I was like, sure, what do you got? He's like, now hit this chick up. And I was like,
Was she your type, Toby?
No comment, Jeff.
That you sounds like same, a yes.
You're on Grand Danny all the time. Do you get the same type of messages from listeners when you're on Grand Danny as you do with us?
No. Not even close. Not even close. Not even in the same ballpark.
We setting up that Hinge account this weekend.
Are you going to get a Hinge account this weekend, Toby?
Jeff swears he sent me up something for it, so whatever.
Well, aren't there – I'm not even doing a bit here. I believe there's, like, religious dating sites.
I'm sure there are, yeah.
Maybe we get on one of those.
Christian Mingle.
Don't worry about it, JP.
Yo, here's the problem. Don't let Jeff loose on Christian Mingle. Because he's got a whole lot of nice girls
are
about to go down
a
dark route.
Yeah, they're not going to be on Christian Mingle anymore after Jeff.
Christian Mingle straight to the club. Jeff, where are you working this weekend? You got any pool parties? It's hot.
No, I'm actually at 12 Stories tonight. That's at the Wharf. I'm there from 8 to 11, and I'm at Mira on 9th and U Street from 12 to 3.
Toby, 12 to 3 at Mirror. That sounds like your wheelhouse.
Yeah,
now, Toby, you need to come to 12 Stories for sure.
There you go, Toby. All right, we got to go before Landfill yells at us. I'm going to say something that's going to make people mad. Summer is my favorite time of year. And if I could say it today when it's 2,000 degrees, I could say it year-round. I love the summer. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to PFT Commenter for joining us. Thank you to Mitch Tischler for joining us. Thank you to D.C. Councilman Kenyon McDuffie for joining us. And thank you to Chris Titone for joining us. Go check out Happy Gilmore, too, people. Great week. Training camp is underway. Football is coming. Grant and Danny are next. You made it this far. Toby owes you a Hinge account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.